Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you having a crappy day? Maybe it's not today. Maybe it was yesterday. Well, we've all been there. And that was me last week. And it was as if the universe knew I needed a little pick-me-up. I saw an article on the internet from the Huffington Post. It was called How to Stop a Bad Moment from Destroying Your Whole Day. Experts share tips that work. And you know what? It actually helped my mood. That's what we're talking about in today's podcast. Let's get started.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
Crappy days are the worst. So last week, it started with I woke up late. Super fun. Yeah, I know you've been there. And then when I went downstairs, one of my dogs had thrown up, which made me even later. So I already had my mindset that today was just going to be a complete shit day. Then I got into work and the printer wasn't working and the internet was slow. And you know what I mean? It just kind of piles on. So like I mentioned before, I was on the internet and for the morning show, we're always clicking around looking at articles. And all of a sudden, an article showed up from the Huffington Post. It's by Paige Smith. And I laughed at the title, How to Stop a Bad Moment from Destroying Your Whole Day. I was about 2 hours into my day, and nothing had seemed to be going my way just yet. And these weren't even things that I should have gotten that mad about. Nobody died. It's not like I was pulled over by the cops in the morning. But a gentleman by the name of Josh Klapow, a clinical psychologist, said that negative thinking can have a domino effect. Are you nodding your head? Yes, you know exactly what he's talking about. And he said the next event or situation then has a greater chance of being interpreted through this filter. That one bad thing leads to another bad thing. And then you start to feel anxiety or sadness or guilt or anger. And it's like this spiral effect. And even though we can't always control feeling bad about something, we can absolutely control how long we feel bad and how we interpret the situation. So how do you bounce back? They say, number one, observe your emotions. Acknowledge them. Say, I'm pissed. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. But then they say, get curious about why you are feeling this way. Talk yourself through the experience. Number two, remind yourself that you might be interpreting the situation incorrectly. I'm guilty of that. Yep. And a chief psychologist by the name of Simon Rego said that everyone has a tendency to distort neutral situations into negative experiences. Why the heck do we do that? So from reading this part of the article, my takeaway is try to put yourself in that person's shoes. Give someone the benefit of the doubt. Think about what else could be going on. Or think about what could be the best case scenario. And these types of questions can kind of help you get out of your own head. Number three, concentrate on the facts. When you feel overwhelmed, this simple exercise can put things into perspective. In this article, they even suggest go as far as to fold a piece of paper, then write down all the facts of the situation. Things that you know for sure. Put that on the left side, and then on the right side, write down all your worries, assumptions, and fears. Then direct your attention back to the facts. That sort of helps you take your control back instead of letting the situation control your day. Number four, create a positivity practice. Oprah said that if you put together a gratitude list, that really helps you put things in perspective. I've been trying to do more of that because I can get caught up in my own thoughts. I can get anxious too. I stress about things that may not even happen, but a gratitude journal kind of brings you back to your center. Because no matter what you have going on in your life, you have at least one thing you can be grateful for. Number five is not always easy. Get out of your head. If my husband's listening to this, he's laughing because he'll tell me sometimes I get in my own way. Do you do that? The best way I can get out of my head is listen to music. I put together some playlists, a lot of upbeat songs, and I'll listen to that, and it will usually help change my mood. Or maybe go for a run, call a friend, get your nails done, go for a walk. Doing something else to get out of your head or get out of your house or get out of your office, that can help diminish those negative thoughts. And number six, the last point, check in with yourself. Maybe what you're dealing with is really a bigger issue. Maybe it's time to talk to a professional. Maybe it's time to speak up to your family and friends or your workplace and say, I'm taking on too much. I need help. delegate. There are plenty of resources out there, and we're going to link them up at 99onethemix.com. Some of these resources, the Huffington Post mentioned, like websites for the Anxiety and Depression Association of America and the Association for Behavioral and Cognitive Therapies. You are not alone. We've all had crap days. And my hope is that this article maybe will help turn your crappy day into a better one. Thanks so much for listening.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.